你们有时候会常常出去啊、外地旅行吗
？Sometimes we go on a trip to travel.
尤其大学生啊，有时候都是啊住住的旅行。
Especially for the college students, sometimes we might just go on a backpack trip.
啊，一方面要注意自己的安全呢、啊。
On one hand, we have to be careful.To be cautious.
也要注意自己财务的安全。
In terms of our wallet and our finance.
啊，比如说有些地方哈、哦，有些地方治安比较不好的话。
And in certain area, the crime rate is relatively higher.
上一次去巴黎，啊，来接我们的传道跟传道娘就说，啊，那个皮包要弄好吗。
Last time when we went to Paris.The pastor and the pastor's wife who came to pick us up told us that we have to be watchful with our wallet.
车门都要拉上来，车窗都要拉上来。
And when we are in the car, make sure that we roll up the window.
然后像如果到意大利的话
especially if you go to Italy,
因为很容易皮包会不见。
It is very easy for your wallet to be stolen.
啊，所以啊，有一个弟兄跟我讲说啊，他就用那个。线啊，啊把皮包啊缝在那裤子的带子底下。
And one of the brother told me that basically he used the thread to weave his wallet in his pocket.
啊，他说啊，他因为在那边住两年呐、啊，所以他学到了一些经验。
And the brother told me that he stayed there for 2 years already. He had learned from the painful experience.
然后有一次啊，啊怎么？有一个人啊，来偷他东西啊，皮包拿出来了。
And once a thief tried to steal his wallet, and the thief pulled out the wallet.
他就把他的手把他抓住。
And this brother caught this thief by hand.
啊，因为他的皮包是被偷不走的嘛。
Because the wallet is sold to the pocket.
啊，一看是一个大概15-16岁的吉普赛人。
And then he looked at the thief is about 15-16 years old.
就一直哭。
And the thief was crying.
啊，他说他的那个父母亲就在街道的对面，在那边指挥啊，叫这些小孩子怎么去偷东西。
And the thief was telling our brother that his parents was on the other side of the road, trying to provide instruction for all the children, the right way or the right target to steal.
所以他说看他可怜了、啊，就让他回去了。
So basically, our brother was full with compassion, let him go.
他说很多啊，是像这样的十几岁的小孩子。
And the brother said that over there, a lot of thieves are at that age.
啊，当然，我们有时候做一些自己防范的措施啊，就不会吃亏。
And we have to be cautious.
啊，我们继续谈这个，啊，残缺的不可以做祭司。
Let's continue to study that. For the person with defect, cannot be the priest.
那、啊、再来，这是一种折手折脚的。
And here says that a person with a broken leg or a broken arms.
啊，手脚断掉了，就突然没，这属灵上啊，就是突然呐、啊，不尽责任的意思。
Which means that they are slacking off in spirit, that they do not try their best.
有时候交代的工作啊，啊，不。尽力去完成、啊、效率大打折扣。
That the work that was entrusted to them, they do not try their best.
对事情啊，不忠心的，不负责任的，
they,
就是折手折脚的。
That they are not loyal and they are not faithful.
哦，那驼背的，
and also the hunchback.
啊，因为身体都抬不起来。
They cannot straighten their back.
我们能要，啊。能够站立起来哈、哦，啊，走路要公公正正的。
That we must be able to stand straight and walk forward.
啊，但是这个是身体都没有办法抬起来。
But in here, the hunchback cannot even stand straight.
啊，整个眼睛都是看地上啊，没有办法看上面的。
That their eyes is only focused on the ground. They cannot see what is above in heaven.
啊，就是没有办法正直的做事情啊，啊，做事情啊，没有办法。啊，很公正的，这就是驼背的。
And the hunchback is referring to those who cannot stand upright, do things in the straight way.
眼睛只有看下面啊，啊，站不直。
that they cannot stand straight. Their eyes is only on the ground.
主是看天上，看地下，没有办法看天上。
They cannot see what is bestowed in heaven.
我们今天早上祷告会说要看天上的事，哈。
This morning in the prayer session, we said that we must fix our eyes on in heaven.
啊，驼背的人啊，就是看地上，没有办法看天上。
Hunchback can only see what is on the ground.
那再来是一种矮挫的。
And then the dwarf.
虽然年龄越来越大了，但是还是小孩子一样的长不高的。
Even they grow in age, but their stature remain as a little child.
有的二三十岁了啊，但是看起来还是小孩子，小小的。
Some of the dwarfs are 20, 30 years old, but their body is still small.
啊，就长不大。
That they cannot grow.
但是在属灵上啊，一直都是幼孩啊，没有办法成长的。
This is referred to those.Who cannot grow in their spirituality.
保罗对那个哥林多的教会说啊，我没有帮我把你们当作大人啊，你们都是属血气，都是小孩子一样。
Apostle Paul said to the church of Corinth that he cannot treat them as adults because they behave like a little child.
充满血气，极度纷争。
In the church is filled with desire, lust, and quarrel.
所以我只能够用奶喂你们，没有办法用欢喂你们。
That's why Apostle Paul said, "I can only feed you with milk, not with any solid food."
因为他们在灵性上没有办法成长。
Because the church cannot grow in their spirituality.
所以在灵性上啊，没有办法成长，当然没有办法承担圣职。
Now, since they cannot grow in their spirituality, they cannot assume any type of responsibility.
而一种是眼睛有毛病的。
And they have problem, defect with their eyes.
啊，刚刚讲到瞎眼的
we just mentioned the blind in the previous session.
那个眼睛有毛病，就是眼睛随便乱看，不看正事的。
And those people with eye defect, their eyes is always wandering around.
啊，有时候啊，用有色的眼睛在看人。
Sometimes they look at someone with a prejudice.
啊，有时候看到别人呢、啊。啊、比自己好就嫉妒眼睛就红了
or they if they see anyone perform better they might be jealous、
啊、这都是有眼睛有毛病的
and those are referred to as the eye defect、
啊、另外一种是长显长戒的
and those who has festering or running sores
二十节哈，啊，这个是污秽的，会传染别人的。
And basically, the disease is infectious that will pass on to someone else.
啊，有的啊，一天到晚那、啊、都讲一些啊不好的，别人批评别人的话啊。啊、来影响到别人。
There are people who like to pass on the bad news or like to rumor, pass on rumors.
我们在教会里面呢、啊，我们要传道理，不要传人家的是非。
In the church, we must make sure that we preach the gospel, not the news about others.
啊，有的人很喜欢讲是非。
There are people who always like to gossip.
哦，慕道者一来，啊，他就哦在旁边啊，很认真跟他讲。
When the truth seeker comes, the person will grab the truth seeker and try to share all the gossip in the church.
有时候我们会觉得，哇，他怎么这么热心啊，在向慕道者做见证。
And sometimes we might thought that the person is so zealous, trying to bear testimony to the truth seeker.
啊，后来才知道说慕道者啊，道理都没有听进去啊，但是哪一个人家里什么事情啊，对他呢，啊，他全都知道。
Then and afterward, we realized that the truth seeker did not learn anything about the gospel, but they know all the gossip about the church members.
啊，这个他怎么会信主呢
？How is it possible for the truth seeker to believe?
没有看到神，只有看到教会里面大家都不好。
Because the only thing that they see is not God, but all the problems and issues in the church.
啊，这好像污秽，好像那个传染病一样。
Like the filth, like the pest, like the infectious disease.
啊，就好像彰显长戒的啦。
Like the festering or the running sores in here.
啊，另外一种是损坏肾子的。
And here says that the person with damaged testicles.
啊，就是失掉了生育的能力的。
That they have lost ability of reproduction.
啊，就是没有力量去结果子的。
That's referred to the one that does not have the power to bear fruits.
啊，这也是不啊，没有资格做祭司的。
And they are not qualified to be the priest.
啊，所以无花果树啊，因为不结果子。
If the fig tree is not bearing any fruit.
主人连续三年呐、啊，都找不到果子吃。
那 for for uh For 3 years, the master cannot find any fruit.
那就是说啊, 要把它砍掉了, 为什么要让它白占土地呢?
Then the master say, we shall chop off the tree, why waste the land?
还好后来那个园丁啊, 管园的求情,
the gardener came and tried to plead for the tree.
说你暂时留着啦, 我旁边啊, 挖了沟, 啊, 把水分, 养分加上去。
And the gardener said, just leave it alone for now. I will try to pour more water.
啊, 明年啊, 看看能不能够结果子。
And we will see if the tree will bear any fruits in the following year.
啊, 如果结果子就留下来, 不结果子, 再来把它砍掉吧。
If the tree bear any fruits, then we will leave the tree, we will keep the tree. If not, we will chop the tree off.
所以我们要学习结果子。
Therefore, we must also bear fruits.
啊, 结果子才会 不然的话, 不结果子的话, 就会被砍掉。
Otherwise, we will be like the fig tree to be chopped off.
我们要结果子, 当然要连属在树上。
And of course, to bear fruits, we must be connected to the tree.
连属在一起。
We must be connected to Jesus Christ.
因为人离开了主以后, 你就没有办法做什么。
Once we are away from God, we cannot do anything.
好，那树枝离开了树干，就当柴火烧了。
As the branch chop off the, from the trunk, that you can only throw into the fire.
他说要常常跟主连属在一起。
Therefore, we shall be connected to the Lord all the time.
啊, 不断地有水分, 养分,
so that we can receive nourishment.
啊, 有些多余的枝枝啊, 神就帮你修剪。
And then the Lord will also prune and trim the branches.
啊, 让它结果子更多。
To make sure that the branch bear more fruit.
我们看回来, 利未记十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章。 我们讲到11章以后啊, 就是讲到, 一些洁净的条例。
Start from chapter 11, we will be talking about the regulation of cleaning.
啊, 这是谈到圣洁的信仰生活。
This is talking about the holy life.
因为神是圣洁的, because 所以神也要我们圣洁。
For God is holy, therefore we must be holy.
这是11章45节。
Chapter 11, verse 45.
那所以从动物开始，从那个食物开始。
The rule, the regulation of cleaning starts with the food.
哪些是可以吃的，哪些是不可以吃的。
The food that's allowed to be eaten, and those are not allowed.
所以我们跟他说，但以理跟他的朋友啊。 在巴比伦王宫受训的时候,
When Daniel and three of his friends were trained in the palace,
他就立志不吃王给他的食物。
They have determined not to take any food from the king.
因为犹太人有可以吃的，有不可以吃的东西。
Because for the Jews, they have unclean and unclean food.
所以他为着要立住所道理啊, 宁可喝白水出青菜。
Daniel determined to keep God's laws. He eats only the vegetable and drinking water.
就是不要违背了神所主事这个洁净的道理。
So that he would not violate the rules of cleaning.
这样讲的不容易啊, 长时间的, 3年多耶。
It is not an easy task. He has to do this for 3 years.
但神却让他们长得更健壮。
But God allowed them to grow stronger.
结果但以理活到90几岁啊, 也还在做官呢。
Now Daniel lived over the age of 90, and he was still served as the official.
不只是当部长啊, 还当到啊, 几乎王以下最高的一个主位。
That he served as the prime minister of the entire empire.
那这是神给他的一种祝福啊, 因为他所神的道理。
And because he kept God's law, that's why God especially blessed him.
当然我们现在很多人啊, 在讲究那个饮食的健康。
And nowadays, many people emphasize on a healthy diet.
那有的人一查说, 哎, 这跟圣经里面所讲的啊, 这个洁净的东西啊, 很相近。
And many people compare their healthy diet with what is described in the Bible, and the diet are quite similar.
因为万物是神造的, 当然神晓得什么是对我们好啊。
For all things are created by God, of course God knows what is best for us.
一般洁净的动物啊, 对我们健康比较好。
Now usually for the clean animal, it is better for our health.
啊, 不洁净的当然对我们健康啊不太好。
And for the uncleaning food, it's not so good for our health.
那不过我们现在啊, 新约时代不必按照这个字句来说。
In New Testament, we do not follow the regulation word by word.
因为律法都已经成全了。
For all the laws has been fulfilled.
律法包括三方面啊。
There are three types of laws.
一个叫做道德律。
One is the regulation of morality.
那就是十条诫命。
Which is the Ten Commandments.
那这个是对人对神当尽的本分。
It is our duty toward God and toward man.
那这个诫命啊是永远不会废掉的。
And this law will never be abolished.
啊，不只是要按照字句，还要说得更完全。
Not only we need to follow the laws word by word, but we have to reach perfection.
啊，当然我们人没有办法靠自己的意志把它说好。
Of course, we cannot keep the law completely through our own will.
所以借着洗礼跟借着圣灵。
Therefore, we keep the law through the power of Holy Spirit and water baptism.
我们靠着圣灵帮助，可以把诫命啊说得更完全。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can keep the laws completely.
另外一个是礼仪律。
The second is the law of the ritual.
就是各样啊崇拜神的规矩。
Which is the law pertaining to the ceremonies and ritual.
啊，就是我们刚刚讲过的那些献祭的礼仪。
Just like the offerings, sacrifice that we just mentioned.
还有要谈到的那个节期的规矩，各种敬拜的礼仪。
Also all the rules and regulations for the festivals and holidays.
那这个礼仪律啊，成全在主耶稣的十字架上了。
And the law of ritual has been completed on the cross.
因为耶稣是最美的大祭司啊，帮他把自己献上为最美的祭物。
Because Jesus Christ, as the most perfect priest, has sacrificed himself as the perfect atonement.
所以我们现在不要按照祭司所，不必杀牛杀羊了。
Therefore, we do not have to follow the laws word by word. We do not have to slaughter any sacrifice.
啊，但是我们要守他的精义精神。
But we have to keep the spirit.
那再来就是卫生律。
And then also the law of cleaning,
就是我们现在所谈的一些洁净的规矩、卫生的条例
，which is some rules and regulation pertaining to sanitation.
他说这些啊，我们也不必按照注记来守了。
And for the laws of cleaning, we do not have to follow word by word.
但是我们要了解它的属灵意义。
But we have to understand the spiritual meaning behind it.
看十一章的第三节
，Chapter 11, verse 3。
十一章第三节，凡蹄分两半倒嚼的主食，你们都可以吃。这里讲到动物啊，主食可以吃的就是分蹄跟倒嚼。
And here says the cleaning animals are the split hoof, the split hoof that's completely divided and that chews and cut.
那两个都需要。
And both are required.
所以有的虽然分蹄不倒嚼，倒嚼不分蹄也是不洁净。
For those with divided hoof or but does not regurgitate, still consider as unclean.
分蹄的动物啊，一般走起路来都很稳重。
For those animal with a split hoof that they can they walk rather stable.
啊，所以会留下一个分开的脚印。
Now when they walk, they leave a footprint with the split hoof.
啊，这就是告诉我们，我们做事要稳重。
It's telling us that we must be stable.
啊，规规矩矩，按住细行。
That we must follow the order and do things in the straight way.
不要做事随随便便。
Do not be sloppy.
啊，问题另外一个意思就是分别出来。
Another meaning of dividing hoof is to distinguish ourselves.
所以基督徒的言语、行动、心思啊，都要分别为圣，而且留下明显的记号，加冕的脚踪。
As a Christian, in our words and our deeds, we must leave a very clean, distinguish.
哥林多后书里面说啊，信跟不信不能够同乎一个轭。
In the Second Corinthians, it says that the believer and the unbeliever shall not carry the same yoke.
说光明和黑暗是没有办法相交的。
The light cannot endure the darkness.
基督和恶相是没有办法相合的。
That Jesus Christ takes no part with idols.
所以我们要从众人当中啊被分别出来。
Therefore, we must be separate from all nations.
啊，神接纳我们是他的儿女，他要做我们的神。
That the Lord will accept us as His children, and He shall be our God.
所以我们要跟世人分别为圣。
Therefore, we must separate ourselves and distinguish ourselves.
我们在学生联会的时候谈到那个 peer pressure。
In student spiritual convocation, we discuss about the topic of peer pressure.
因为青少年啊，很容易啊受到同学的影响。
It is very easy for the students to be affected by their peer. 啊，
为着要跟人家做朋友啊。
In order to make friends.
啊，所以有时候就学他们的头发啦、衣服啦。
They try to imitate the hairstyle or the clothes of their peer.
啊，他们要饮酒了、吸毒啊，啊就跟着人家走。
And they also try to become one of the group by the smoking or drinking.
我们基督徒是世界上的光。
We have to understand Christian is the light of the world.
那个灯塔是高高在上面，啊，全是看这个灯塔的方向。往那个地方开啊。
The light tower is always on the higher ground so that the boat can see the light.
那个灯塔不是跟着船跑的。
The light tower will not follow the boat.
那我们是光光在上的那个灯啊，灯塔。
We have to understand we are the light high above.
所以主耶稣说我们要做世上的光，把光照在人的面前。
Jesus Christ said that we must be the light of the world to shine in front of the world.
那让人看到我们这个光啊，来认识主啊，来跟随主。
So that through the light, people can acknowledge Jesus and come to believe in Him.
所以我们要分别为圣，但是不可以随众行恶。
Therefore, we should distinguish ourselves and sanctify ourselves.
另外，这个洁净的主事就是吃下去东西以后啊。可以再吐出来，再一直在嘴巴里面一直讲。
And another qualification for the cleaning animal is that they chewed and cut.
啊，所以你看牛啊，像牛。
As cows.
牛在吃东西的时候啊，哇，一直吃啊，啊，喝个水啊，就一直吃，一直吞下去。
That when the cows are eating, they will keep on eating and drinking water.
啊，吞完了以后啊，就躺在那个树下。
After they finish, they will lie under the tree.
啊，嘴巴就在那边不停的，一直动，一直嚼，一直动，一直嚼。
And then you will see that their mouths keep on moving.
因为牛有四个胃啊。
Because they have four stomach.
哦，我们有时候看到餐厅的食物很好吃哈，恨不得多几个胃。
And sometimes we see the delicious food in the dinner hold, and we wish that we have four stomach as well.
所以有人很羡慕牛啊，有四个胃。
So there are people who are greatly admire the cows that they have four stomach.
哇，一吃啊，吃草都吃好几公斤。
That they can eat several kilograms of the.
所以有的人形容啊，人的心哦。说人的心啊不满足啊，好像人心好像牛的肚子一样。
Therefore, sometimes we describe the greediness of a man's heart as the stomach of the cow.
啊，我们对世界上的东西啊，啊不要像牛的肚子那么大哈，啊一直贪得无厌呢。
Toward the matter or the material of the world, we should not be like the cow who keep on eating.
啊，我们对神的道理就要像这样，一直吞下去。
But as for the words, the teaching of the Lord, we must be like this.
啊，然后再慢慢嚼。
We must eat as much as possible and then slowly chew on it.
我们在两个礼拜要学很多道理，对不对？好几卷圣经啊。
In 2 weeks, we have to learn so many books in the Bible.
啊，从早学到晚啊，啊，几乎我们都没有时间再去思想。
So from early morning to the evening, it seems like we do not have much time to meditate.
那没有关系啊，像牛一样一直吃下去。
But we can learn from the cow, just keep on eating.
啊，等到回去以后啊，再慢慢吐出来，慢慢嚼。
And once we go home, we can start regurgitate.
啊，那不要说啊，吐下去以后啊，就不见了。
But once we eat all the food, we shall not just let it be gone.、
哦、我们小的时候、啊、有一些传道者啊，啊，他们在形容说，人家听道理，听了就忘掉。
And when I was young, their pastors described those members.Who listen to the sermon and then disappear from their mind.
他说我们的耳朵好像隧道，好像那个火车过隧道一样。
And the pastor say our ear is like a tunnel.
啊，那个隧道火车从这边，呼，一下子就从那边过去了。
That the train passing the from one end of the tunnel to the other.
哦，隧道耳啊，所以 道理也是从这边听，就从这边跑出去。
So that describing those people who listen to the sermons on one ear and then it disappear on the other.
所以我们要把神的道理听下去放在我们的心中。
Therefore, after we learned the teachings, we must store the teachings in our heart.
然后反复的思想照着去遵行。
Then we shall meditate over and over and put into practice in our life.
有一次天使向玛利亚显现。
Once angel appeared to Mary.
他说你是一个一个得大福的女子。
And the angel said to Mary, you are a woman with great blessing.
因为圣灵要让你怀孕生救主。
Because you shall be conceived through the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Savior.
结果他对这个还不太清楚他就一直问。
But she didn't understand the meaning of it, therefore she asked the angel.
但是他知道了这是很大的恩典所以他说宁愿这个事情成就在我身上。
Even though she didn't understand, but she knew that was a great blessing. Therefore, she said to the angel, "May God's will be done on me."
然后呢，就把天使的话一直放在脑筋里面，一直的反复思想。
Then she stored the words of the angel in her mind and meditate upon it over and over.
我们对神的道理就是这样，听了以后反复思想。
This is the attitude we shall have toward God's teaching. We shall meditate upon it.
好像那个牛把那个草吃下去一直嚼一直嚼嚼到很烂很甜很甜美吃下去
Just like the cows that will chew on the grass and then you'll then regurgitate
这个分离跟倒嚼是相互运用的
For the splitting hoof and regurgitation they are
分离是在外表你可以看得见的
For splitting hoof, you can see it from outer appearance.
倒嚼是在嘴巴里面的。
But for regurgitation, it's inside of the body.
但是一个人晓得能够分别，能够分别就是善恶是非很分明的人，他一定喜欢神的话。
For a person that's that can distinguish right from evil, the person will find delight in God's words.
他对神的话会很看重，会常常去思想。
The person will emphasize on God's words and meditate upon it.
反过来，一个人很重视神的道很自然在他的行为上一定能够分别为圣出来。
Likewise, if a person cares much about God's words, surely he will manifest through his daily deeds.
所以圣经里面说一人会把神的道昼夜去思想。
That's why the Bible says, for the righteous man, they will meditate upon God's teaching.
这种人是有福气的。
And a person like that is greatly blessed.
因为他好像一棵树把它栽在溪水旁一样。
He shall be like a tree planted by the side of the brook.
很清脆，不断的一直结果子。
That the tree shall flourish and bear fruits unceasingly.
还有不断的行道理，成为神的光明的儿女。
That he shall practice God's words.And become the children of God in the light.
再看十一章的第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
十一章第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
水中可吃的乃是这些，凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的可以吃。十节。
Verse 10.
凡在海里、河里并一切水里游动的活物，无刺无鳞的，你们都不可以。都当以为可憎这些无刺无鳞可以为可憎的你们不可吃它的肉死的也当以为可憎玩水里无刺无鳞的你们都当以为可憎
Verse 11 and 12
讲到说这个水族当中你怎么去分可以吃跟不可以吃的东西
And this is the way to distinguish the clean food and unclean food of the creature in the water
有刺就是有鳍
With the one with fins.
有鳍的鱼虽然水很大一直在流它不会被冲走。
The fish with fins will not be rushed away by the current.
因为它很有力量它会逆水而上。
Because the one with fins has the power to fight against the current.
所以你看那个水从上游的地方往下流。
As you see that the water rushing down from the upper stream.
尤其那水一直往下冲的那一个地方，你会常常看到有些一直往上一直冲。
That you can see fish with fins, fighting against the current.
因为他会突破各样的障碍啊，会往上游一直游。
That they will overcome and break through all the difficulties and obstacles to swim the other way.
不会被那个潮水把它冲失掉。
That the fish will not be rushed away by the current of the sea.
啊，我们最知道的就是那个鲑鱼啊。
The salmon. For example, the salmon.
那这很奇妙的。
Salmon is rather amazing.
它在那个山上上游的地方哈、哦，它那产卵。
那 they will lay eggs on the upper stream.
啊，孵出来以后啊，它就往下游一直流，一直游啊，游到大海当中。
Then the eggs will be slowly rushed into the ocean.
啊，它慢慢长大了以后，它后来又会往回头一直游。
And as the salmon grow larger, then grow mature, and then the salmon will start swimming upstream.
神给他智慧，他会找到他来的地方，游回去。
God grant them wisdom so that they can find the trace and return to where they were first laid.
啊，虽然要经过很多的那个阶梯啊，一直往上游啊，他一直冲到最上面。
Salmon will go through all the obstacles and swim against the current until the upper stream.
所以说我们要做有鳍的鱼啦。
Therefore, we must be a fish with fins.
在我们的生活当中啊，有很多世界上罪恶的风气跟潮流。
In our life, there are so many currents and temptation of the world.
启示录里面说，有一只大龙啊，一直吐水，还要把妇人啊所生的孩子要把它冲走掉。
In the book of Revelation, it describes a dragon that spitting out water, try to rush away the child of the woman.
其实它就是借着世界上的罪恶的风气跟潮流。
That the water is referring to the current of the world.
要把神的选民把它冲失掉。
Trying to use the world to rush away.To rush the chosen people of God.
所以我们在这种罪恶的风气当中啊。
Therefore, when we are in the sinful world,
我们要做有鳍的鱼啊。
We must be a fish with the fin.
不要被世界的罪恶潮流把你流走了。
So that we will not follow the current of the world and be rushed away.
我们要逆流而上。
Instead, we must fight against the current.
世界罪恶越险恶啊，但是我们要成为一个光明的儿子。我们的信心越坚强。
That even the world is sinful, we must be the children of light to have a strong faith.
所以我们一定要靠圣灵的能力帮助啊。
We must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们才能够胜过罪恶啊，不随流失去。
So that we can fight and be victorious against sin.
啊，这个鱼的鳞啊，有一种保护作用。
And the scale of the fish provides protection.
一片片的鱼鳞啊。附贴在他的身体上面。
That the skin is it covers over the body.
啊，密不透风啊。
That is the scale is seals the body.
不管什么东西啊，来碰触到它，都不会影响到它的身体。
So that through the protection of the scale, the fish will not be harmed.
所以对鱼是一个非常安全的一种保护。
It is a strong protection for the fish.
那所以鱼有时候在那个很污染的那个水当中啊。
Sometimes the fish swim in a polluted place.
它还是可以保持非常的清洁光亮。
That the fish was able to remain clean.
所以神的话好像鱼鳞一样。
God's words is like the scale.
保护信徒啊，不受到世界上的伤害。
Through His words to protect us from the harm of the world.
虽然在污浊的社会当中啊，但是我们可以得到保守。
We live in the world that's so filthy and polluted, but we are protected through His words.
能够从污秽当中啊，能够出来啊，能够显出他的光明。
That from this filthy world we can manifest God's light.
因为神的道啊是。那个纯净的银啊，是炼过七次的。
Because the Bible said that God's words is like the refined silver.
所以诗篇里面说啊，一个人怎么来洁净他的行为啊，就是神的道。
In the book of Psalms, it says the way that man can be sanctified is through the words of God.
所以可以保住我们啊，能够有一个分别为圣的生活。
So that to protect us and keep us, that we can live in a distinguished life.
耶稣被卖到了。埃及的时候才17岁的少年人呢。
Joseph was 17 when he was sold to Egypt.
他在波提法的家里面
that he was sold to the household of Potiphar.
因为他很聪明，所以波提法把家里大大小小的事情都交给他管理。
And he was very wise, therefore his master entrusted the entire house to his hand.
所以他除了吃饭以外，什么事都不必管了。
That the Bible described that Potiphar knows nothing but the food that's in front of him.
他得到主人的重用啊，但是也有很大的试探。
That although he was greatly used by his master, but he was under great temptation.
因为埃及是一个非常罪恶的社会。
Because Egypt is a sinful society.
所以主人的太太就要引诱他犯罪。
Therefore, the mistress trying to tempt him to sin.
那因为有神的道在他的心中。
But God's words was stored in his heart.
所以主人的太太无论怎样要求他，他就不理他，不跟他在一起。
Therefore, he ignored and neglected all the hints from his mistress.
所以完全的拒绝。
He refused the temptation completely.
那有一次，他到房间里面要去拿东西。
Once he was in the house trying to grab some stuff.
主人的太太趁着机会就抓住他，要跟他犯罪。
And his mistress grabbed him and tried to commit sexual immorality.
外衣就被他拿去了，他就跑掉了。
That his clock was taken away by the mistress.
他说啊，我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神呢、啊、
？Joseph said, "How can I commit such a great sin to sin against God?"
因为他是一个敬畏神的人呐、啊，时时有神，处处有神。
Because he was God fearing, he know that God is everywhere.
啊，所以他不敢犯罪来得罪神。
He dare not to commit sins against God.
啊，虽然呢、啊，他衣服被抓在手上。
Although his garment was taken by his mistress.
主人的太太啊，恼羞成怒，叫所有的人就来了。
That out of embarrassment and anger, the mistress called the entire household.
你看这个希伯来的孩子啊，想要来侮辱我。
And the mistress said, "Look at this Hebrew child. He tried to violate me."
那结果他就被下在监狱里面。
As the consequence, Joseph was put in prison.
他一点都不争辩呐。
And he never debate or trying to explain.
因为他知道神在监察。
Because he knew that God is watching.
啊，所以啊，主要说道理，虽然遇到困境。但是有神更美好的安排。
That as long as he knew that as long as he keep God's words, that God has a better arrangement.
神跟他同在，让他凡事顺利。
God was with him, so everything went smoothly.
时候到了，神就高立他为埃及国的宰相。
When God's time is right, he was exalted to become the prime minister of Egypt.
所以我们基督徒要常常警醒。
Therefore, as a Christian, we must be cautious.
因为魔鬼好像虎啸的狮子，遍地游行啊！
那 Satan is like the roaring lion，
啊，用了很多的陷阱啊，要把我们吞吃掉。
With all the snares and traps, he tried to devour us。
所以我们要成为有刺有鳞的鱼。
Therefore, we must become the fish with fins and scales。
最后的潮流当中啊，我们不受影响。
In the current of sin, we would not be affected.
我们有属灵的能力，还能够战胜罪恶的引诱。
That we can possess with the spiritual strength that we can overcome all the temptation.
有神的道保守我们呢、啊，能够完全圣洁。
To be protected by God's words and keep and be holy.
我们再看十一章的十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
十一章的十三节到十九节啊，这是讲到鸟类。
And so from verse 13 to verse 19, it talks about the birds.
这里有谈到二十几种的鸟。
In here, there are more than 20 types of birds mentioned.
啊，这几种鸟啊，都是不洁净可憎的。
And all these birds are considered as unclean.
啊，所以这种鸟啊，都不能够吃的。
So it's not to be eaten.
我们把它分类啊，可以从这个鸟里面知道它分成几类。
Now we can categorize the birds into several types.
一种是喜欢吃那个尸体的。
And one type like to eat on the corpse.
像那个鹞鹰啊，小鹰啊，红头雕啊。
Like the red kite and any kind of black kite.
他们喜欢吃一些臭的鱼、腐烂的鱼啦，啊，尸体的肉啦。
That they eat from the rotten food.
我们来过说啊，祭司不可以去沾染到那些尸体污秽的东西。
As we mentioned earlier, priest is not to touch any of the dead corpse.
啊，这些鸟啊，因为喜欢吃尸体，不洁净，不能吃。
And the birds like to eat from the rotten food or the corpse, therefore is unclean.
所以那些不洁净的人喜欢说污秽的话。
Those who are unclean, they like to say filthy words.
圣经里面说啊，他们好像那个敞开的坟墓。
And the Bible describes them as an open tomb.
那坟墓啊，外面有时候装得很漂亮啊，但是里面是尸体啊。
Sometimes the tomb might be decorated rather beautifully, but inside is corpse.
死人的骨头。
It's the bone of the dead.
所以嘴巴一打开啊，都是一些罪恶的事情。
So when they open their mouth, it's nothing but the filth.
啊，喜欢在罪恶当中生活的，就是这些不洁净的。
That those who live in the filth and uncleanness is considered.Considered as unclean.
所以我们不要喜爱那些罪恶的生活。
Therefore, we shall not indulge ourselves in a sinful life.
不要贪爱那个罪中之乐。
Do not indulge ourselves in the pleasure of the sin.
我们基督徒应当追求的是属灵的快乐。
As a Christian, we must pursue for the spiritual joy.
所以神的国啊，不在乎吃喝。
God's kingdom is not a matter of eat and drink.
在公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
But righteousness, peace, and the joyfulness in spirit.
我们这几天啊，在这边学习。
In the past few days, we study in here.
我们花很多时间在祷告。
And we spend a lot of time in prayer.
就是要帮助我们建立一种属灵的生活。
Through the prayer to help us establish a spiritual life.
我们不只是在这里。
It's not only in here.
我们要回到家以后。
After we go home.
在我们的家里，在我们教会里面。
In our home or in the church.
要让我们常常啊祷告，让神的灵真正的充满。
That we must pray all the time so that we can be filled by His Spirit.
让我们真正啊享受那一种属灵的快乐。
So that we can taste the spiritual joy.
那所以这一种快乐是从内心里面涌现出来的。
That the joyfulness is gushing out from inside of us.
是能够持久的，能够真实的。
It is a continuous joy.
说这种快乐是会永到永生的。
That such a joyfulness will last to the end.
保罗说，你们不要醉酒，要让圣灵充满。
That Apostle Paul said, you do not be drunk, but to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
醉酒也会带给人快乐。
Indeed, getting drunk might bring us some pleasure.
啊，但是那个是最终之乐。
But that's the pleasure of sin.
那个快乐是短暂的。
It's only for a short period of time.
那实际上是麻痹我们啊，忘记暂时忘记了痛苦。
It's only tranquilizing us so that we forget about all the painful memory.
但是酒醒过来以后啊，有时候痛苦加上痛苦。
But after we become sober, we will feel even worse.
因为没有办法解决你的问题呀。
Because alcohol cannot solve our problem.
所以我们要追求的不是最终之乐。
So we are not pursuing after the pleasure of sin.
因为那会让我们放纵，让我们犯罪。
Because the pleasure of sin will cause us to indulge ourselves.
让我们加上更重的愁苦。
And sin against God, that we will end up with more sorrow.
我们要追求属灵的快乐。
We must pursue for the spiritual joyfulness.
那再来第二种鸟啊，就是凶暴比较残忍的。
And the second type, the second category is the one that's more violent.
啊，有的喜欢争斗啊，吃血。
That they like to fight and they eat from blood.
啊，有的把那个动物的肉尸体呀、啊，啊，把它啊吃了以后啊，有的把那个骨头拿到上面，把它摔下去，
and those,
把它都吃里面的东西。
And those birds, after they eat the flesh from the animals, they will grab the corpse to high sky and drop it.
像那个雕啦，骨头雕啦，削啦，都是很残忍的动物。
Like the vultures and the black vultures.
啊，在约伯记里面谈到说那个鸵鸟。
In the book of Job, it talks about ostrich.
啊，鸵鸟有时候啊，生了蛋以后啊，啊，它自己又没有那个知识，有时候又用脚去把那蛋踩破。
That for the ostrich, that they do not have the wisdom, so after they lay the egg, sometimes they step on their own egg.
所以约伯记说啊，鸵鸟忍心待处，就是用残忍的态度来对待自己的蛋，对待自己的小鸟。
That's why the book of Job said that the ostrich are so cruel toward their own eggs.
所以这些比较凶暴残忍的 鸟类啊都是不洁净的。
That those birds that's more violent are considered as unclean.
箴言里面讲到说，有些人呢、啊，他们是杀人流血，都专门行一些残暴的事情。
That in Proverbs it describes people the evil doer that's violent and like to kill.
啊、所以他们不晓得平安的道路。
They do not know the way of peace.
所以我们不可以跟他们走一样的道路。
We cannot take the same road as them.
所以箴言里面说啊，如果有人邀你说，我们一起去啊，我们一起去夺取啊，杀人夺取一些财物。
In the book of Proverbs said, if anyone invite you to set up a trap and to rob from others.
那、啊、我们一起用一个袋子啊！啊，我们得到财物以后，大家一起来分用。
That they might say to you that we will share the same money back and we will share of all the plunders.
所以我们不可以跟他们走一样的道路。
The proverb said we shall not take the same road.
虽然他们的脚飞跑行恶啊
，even though they run swiftly on the way to
杀人流血啊
，they kill and shed blood.
但是他们好像那个鸟啊，飞到那个网罗里面啊，网罗在那里。钻到那个网罗里面，自己都不知道。
But Bible describes those people are like birds, flying into the nest.
他们埋伏想要杀人啊，但是会自己会自害己命啊。
They ambush and try to harm others, but the Bible says that they will harm no one but themselves.
所以那些贪恋啊钱财的人说会夺去他们的生命。
For those who are greedy, the greediness will take away their own life.
所以基督徒要有神的特性。
As a Christian, we must have the essence of God.
因为我们是神照他的形象造的。
For we are created according to the image of the Lord.
虽然亚当夏娃犯罪，这个形象失掉了。
That after Adam and Eve sinned against God, they lost the image.
但是耶稣基督来到世界，要把我们重新改造。
But Jesus Christ came to the world that he will reestablish us.
那我们重新有神的形象。
Now once again, we shall reclaim the image of the Lord.
所以要有真理的仁爱跟圣洁。
That we shall have the,
要有仁爱、慈悲、怜悯的心肠，还要圣洁。
That we will have the gentleness and meekness, and also the holiness.
说我们不要行强暴的道路。
Therefore, we shall not take the road of violence.
啊，另外一种鸟啊，是贪吃的。贪食不厌的。
And another type, another category of the birds are gluttons.
好像这里面所讲的乌鸦。
For example, the raven.
乌鸦是很贪吃的，有时候为着抢食物啊，可以彼此打起架来。
The raven likes to eat, and they fight among themselves for food.
挪亚的时代啊，洪水以后，先把乌鸦放出去。
That in time of Noah, after the flood, Noah let a raven fly out first.
啊，乌鸦，因为外面啊有很多尸体可以吃啊，所以它不回来啊。
That raven flew out and so many corpses on the water, therefore the raven never fly back.
所以以利亚的时代啊，乌鸦会叼饼跟肉来给他吃啊，这是大神迹啊。
In times of Elijah, raven was able to carry meat and bread for him. That was a great miracle.
一般啊，他看到食物啊，自己就吃掉了，然后还会让给别人。
That usually raven grab whatever he can find and eat it right away.
然后神叫他说：“你去养那个先知以利亚，乖乖的每天几次这样来。”
But God commanded the ravens. God commanded ravens to carry the meat and bread to feed Elijah every day.
不过乌鸦因为贪吃了，所以是不洁净的动物。
But because of they like to eat, they are considered as unclean.
所以圣经里面说啊，贪食醉酒，贪爱钱财，贪爱美色啊，这都是不洁净的。
That the Bible says for those who are greedy and lustful, they are considered as unclean.
贪财是万恶之根呢、啊。
Greediness is the source of all sin, is the root of all sin.
所以我们要学习有知足的生活。
Therefore, we must have a life of contentment.
那再来一个就是喜欢黑夜生活的。
And another type is the birds that live at night.
白天啊，躲在里面睡觉。啊、晚上就出来活动。
That they hide in the daytime and they start their activity in the night.
那、啊、这好像夜莺啊，晚上出来活动的莺鸟，夜莺。
So, for example, the hawks or the goats.
啊，猫头鹰。
Or the owl.
蝙蝠。
The bat.
啊，那白天都睡觉的，晚上就来活动。
That they sleep on the day in the daytime and start their activity in the evening.
他说晚上出去找食物。
Or they start they fly to find food.
在黑夜当中生活的就是不洁净的。
For those who live in the darkness are considered as unclean.
所以就是说他是光啊，光来到这个世界。
Jesus Christ said that he is the light, that the light came to the world.
那没想到世界的人呢、啊，爱黑暗不爱光。
But the people of the world love darkness, that they resent the light.
所以他们就弃绝了主。
As the result, they also resent Jesus Christ.
因为他们的行为不好，所以怕被责备。
Because of their misbehavior, they were afraid of the chastisement.
那所以将来他们一定要被定罪。
As a consequence, they will be condemned.
那我们是光明之子。
We are the son of the light.
所以我们要行在光明当中，我们不要一黑夜的生活。
We must walk in the light and refrain from the life of darkness.
啊，所以我们不要晚上啊，半夜啊跑去玩，玩得不回家。
Therefore, we should not go out in the middle of the night to have fun and without going home.
那是不洁净的鸟。
Then you become the unclean bird.
一起默祷。
Pray in silence.